And we start the week on Culture File in the now very much traditional fashion with the latest from writer and comedian Maurice Gohan. And this time Maurice has been worrying about cancel culture and once more asking the important questions. Like, what's that smell?
I'm still living on the farm. I spent 20 minutes this morning searching for a gone-off egg in my room, convinced I had let one slip somewhere, until my boyfriend told me the horrific stench was in fact slurry. And I realised I don't carry eggs around in my pockets anyway. 3 months in and I'm still not used to that smell. Maybe I should try cancel it. Hashtag cancel slurry. We're in the midst of a social pandemic, along with the actual proper one. We are cancelling the world and its mother. Superstar, where you from? How's it going? Cancel culture is a type of public shaming. When someone does or says something we consider wrong, and certain groups of people do everything in their power to boycott that person and put pressure on anyone affiliated with them to do the same. And in return, they get a sweet dripping morsel of holier-than-thou cake. It's a powerful tool. Look, we're living in a world where a lot of young people have lost faith in the legal system and the police force, and all the institutions supposed to protect us. So we've taken it into our own hands in a very Robin Hood-esque manner. And look, some people deserve to be cancelled. Murderers and paedophiles and rapists, for example. People that say, I just can't gain weight. People who don't give that courtesy hand gesture when you let them pass on a narrow road. True monsters deserve to be publicly shamed. But then we get trigger happy. We do as humans love to watch something burn to the ground. We spent most of human existence killing things, eating the raw carcasses with our teeth, killing each other and running around with a head on a stick, and getting scurvy because we didn't have fresh fruit. Basically, we were busy killing, being killed, and avoiding oranges. And then something happened. The Industrial Revolution? The Beatles? The Saipan incident? Something monumental happened. And now we all sit in our bums every day in small rooms and then walk out of them at 5 p.m. and get into small moving rooms and sit our bums there until we stop driving and turn our key into another small room and sit on our now quite numb bums on a comfier chair for the rest of the evening. We are restless. This isn't what we were programmed to do. So, some of us watch a boxing match, some of us go to the butchers, and some of us cancel people on social media. We're all chasing the same high. We want to see some blood. So, once we've cancelled the Epsteins and the Gary Glitters, we keep going because we want more. And then it goes into murkier waters. Someone makes an off-color joke on Twitter and they're out of a job by the end of the day. Teenagers sing along to rap songs and don't skip on the N-word and their college offers are rescinded. I'm not saying their behavior is acceptable, but when we decide we're judge, jury, and executioner based off a snapshot of someone, we are deciding the intentions behind their actions. And in doing that, we risk ruining the lives of decent people who made bad decisions. And that is catastrophic. Who of us hasn't messed up at some stage? Who hasn't said the wrong thing? Who of us hasn't meant one thing, but someone else took it as another? Why are we so quick to throw someone in the bin instead of seeing if they could be repaired? I treat my clothes better than we treat each other. If we don't give people the opportunity to grow, we as a society are doomed. If we throw enough people in the bin, there won't be any of us left. And I truly believe people can be better than they were yesterday. Instead of deciding to ruin someone's life, we should be teaching them to be better. Attacking someone will always cause a defensive reaction. No learning comes from it. We've watched enough Vincent Brown debates to know this to be true. But empathy, it often breeds more empathy. Look, we have the capacity to do bad things because we are human. We also have the capacity to be better because we are human. Except for Piers Morgan or Gemma O'Doherty, there's no redemption in those two. Really? Why aren't we cancelling them?
Maurice Gohan there on refining the aim of cancel culture. And next time on Culture File, a Derry take on Hamlet finds a radio route around the pandemic.